This is Big Podcast.
It's the marketing podcast for podcasters. Build a big podcast. My name is David Hooper, bigpodcast.com. That's the website. This episode, the audio edition of my weekly newsletter, that is called Big Podcast Insider. It comes out every Friday morning, New York City time. This is episode number 172. Anything that I'm talking about here, more information, all the links, you will find it at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. And here's what I'm talking about. The Lifesaver. Full disclosure podcasting. Reasons not to listen to your podcast. The best way to consume podcasts, in my opinion. Should your podcast have a funnel? Shh. Be quiet. If it doesn't have an RSS feed, it's not a podcast. That's what podcasters are saying. Also, some classified ads, things that I think will help you to grow your podcast, build a better podcast, make money with your podcast. The things that this podcast is about. This episode of Build a Big Podcast is brought to you by Riverside.fm, a virtual studio that makes recording and editing at the highest quality possible, accessible to anyone. Back in the day, I did an interview with NPR. They had to send somebody to my house, hire somebody with a recorder. She held a microphone up to my mouth as I was talking to somebody on the phone. Then what she did is she uploaded the audio to the producer. The producer mixed it with the audio from the reporter, and that's how it sounded like I was in the same room. You don't have to do that, not with Riverside.fm. Not only are you going to sound your best, you're also going to look your best. Studio quality audio and video. One of the things that I love about it, they call it Magic Clips. These transform your long-form recording into bite-sized clips with a single click that you can use on any social media network. Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you're at, they're going to get you the perfect size, the perfect clip for that outlet. You're even going to be able to add captions so that everyone everywhere can enjoy your clips. Because, you know, that's how people use social media. They've got the sound down, they're on the subway, at work, maybe at church. And they're scrolling through it, reading. You can't necessarily listen to it. Well, Riverside's got you covered with transcriptions. And you can try all of this for free. If you go to riverside.fm, you're going to get a free trial. They're going to give you a couple of hours. That's enough for an interview or two. Take a look, see how it works for you. I think you're going to like it. And if you want to stick around, let me get you 15% off the paid plan. You're going to start with that free account, riverside.fm. Take a look. And if you want to stick around for the paid plan, 15% off with the code BIGPODCAST, BIGPODCAST. That's riverside.fm, the discount code for 15% off. BIGPODCAST, BIGPODCAST. Again, this is the audio edition of the written newsletter. That's called Big Podcast Insider. You will find it at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. When you go there, look for issue number 172. I'm going to go from article to article to article, and in between each article, to make it easy on you so you know when I'm going to the next one, you're going to hear this sound. Catchy, huh? Let's go. The Lifesaver. Almost 30 years ago, I can't believe it. I think, oh, how did this happen? I made the move to a small Mississippi town. I had just graduated college. My girlfriend was down there finishing her degree, so I was just hanging out. And to say that it was a culture shock is an understatement. And I'm from the South. I know the South. I understand the South. But Mississippi might as well be a different country, especially the small town in Mississippi. People were nice, but they weren't my people. There was a difference, and I wasn't their people. Showed up in Mississippi with long hair. They're like, you're not from around here, are you? No, I am not. People want to be with people who get them. And I get that. To me, that's the true value of the podcast. The fact that you understand your listeners. And not just understand them, but really understand them. Not everybody's got that in their day-to-day life. The Democrat in Lubbock, Texas. The Republican in Portland. The gay kid growing up in a Christian household. Or me, the long-haired guy with a degree living in a small town in Mississippi. You're not just a podcast to those people. You are a lifesaver. I think it's easy for podcasters to get caught up in download numbers. We look at YouTube. We look at Instagram. We look at social media. You look at all the gurus. I got 1 billion views. I went viral. Okay, good, 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 good. But what comments like that do is neglect that there is a person on the other side of the screen, a person listening through the headphones to your voice, a real person. It's not a download number. I want you to think about this the next time you look at your stats or the next time you look at somebody else's numbers on YouTube, Instagram, social media, and think, oh man, those guys are doing so great. I'm not doing that great. Really? You might be doing amazing with just a few people. If you focus on the people who are listening and what you mean to them, you're going to be just fine. You're going to have the energy to keep going. You will get the money to keep going. You don't need a lot of listeners. You just need a few really dedicated listeners. If you want to get more engagement from these listeners, really get them into your podcast. Really get them feeling part of a community, what you are building with your podcast. I've got some thoughts on how to do that. Again, everything that I'm talking about here is linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. This is issue number 172. And if you go to this article, The Lifesaver, newsletter.bigpodcast.com, issue 172, you will see a link to these six things. Do these six things, and you are going to grow your audience. You are going to grow a community. You're going to get this community connected to each other. You will give them something where they want to talk to their friends about it. And you will be a lifesaver to the people who are geographically isolated from people who are just like them. They've got you, and that's a start. Everything is linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. I want to talk about Big Podcast AMP real quickly. If you like the newsletter, if you like this podcast, you're going to love Big Podcast AMP. It's AMP. It stands for Audio Monetization Program. It's a personal coaching program. It's going to help you do three things. One, grow your podcast audience. Two, get people talking about your podcast, talking about it to each other, helping you grow your podcast. And three, you're going to make more money with your podcast. I've got all the details linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. Full disclosure, podcasting, giving people reasons to not listen to you. If you've subscribed to this podcast, to the newsletter, to Big Podcast Insider for a while, you will know that I've got a soft spot in my heart for dog adoption. I brought this into the various articles that I've written, all these linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com, podcasting lessons from a dog park, a podcasting lesson from my dog trainer. I brought on a dog trainer to help me train a new dog that I adopted, two, 3 months ago. Who's counting? He's working hard for us. And I have learned more about human behavior from him and from watching him work with this dog that we've got than most anything I've ever done. You can learn about what you're doing with your podcast and what you should be doing with your podcast from a dog trainer. I've got that linked. It's at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. But what I want to talk about right now is an ad for a dog that I saw. And this is the title: Three Reasons Why You Don't Want to Adopt Eddie the Terrible. Eddie the Terrible. My first reaction was anger. What? This sweet little dog? Don't call him terrible. Don't say he's a bad dog. See the good in him. This is my philosophy on life. I try to see the good in people, the good in your listeners, the good work that you're doing to connect with them, and the good in animals. But actually, I'm not going to say I was wrong. I might have been a little short-sighted on this. This is actually a really great ad. It lets people know what they're getting into before adopting Eddie. And they made sure that he, Eddie, connected with somebody who could provide a great home for him. You got kids? Eddie's not for you. You like dog parks? Well, Eddie's never bitten another dog, but he doesn't really like other dogs either. So he's probably not for you. You can see the ad. It's linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. And I want you to think about doing something similar with your podcast, letting people know who your podcast is for and who it is not for. You can do this in a description. This podcast is for you if, boom, 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 three things. It is not for you if, one, two, three more things. You doing this? That's your homework. And I want you to let me know about it. I will feature you on this podcast. Let me know who your podcast is for and who it is not for. You can let me know via Mastodon, Blue Sky, or Threads. You know where to find those links. Yeah. Newsletter.bigpodcast.com. The best way to listen to podcasts. I use a program called RSS Radio. This is an iPhone app. That's my primary podcast app. I've used it for the last decade. I talk to people about podcast apps all the time, and I've only once met somebody who uses RSS Radio. So I'm mentioning it here because you might not know about it. It's a great app, great feature. Silence removal, for example, can save you hours. Clear audio via an equalizer, a limiter, volume boosting. I've been listening to a podcast that is very, very good, but man, does this guy record low. And if you're in the car, you can't hear it. And if you're outside, you can't hear it. It's like mumbling. I mentioned it to the guy, hey man, you might want to boost this thing. Negative 19 lufs for a mono signal, negative 16 lufs for a stereo signal. He's like, what? What are you talking about? Doesn't know. I said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. RSS radio fixes it for me. Now everybody else might be in trouble, but me, I've got RSS radio. I can boost a signal like that. It is very, very easy. Again, compression, volume boosting, very handy for something like that. If you've ever had that issue with a low talking podcast, RSS radio will hook you up. There's a free version, but check this out. The paid ad-free version, $2.99 per year. That means $3 per year, basically. I know you're thinking that $300 a year, that's expensive. No, it's $3 per year. I think it's a great option to upgrade your podcast listening experience. Again, this one's for iPhone. I've got it linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. Should your podcast have a funnel? You one of these marketing guys in a funnel building? If so, I've got a link to something called Convertery. This might be worth a look for you. It's a nice all-in-one solution, membership site builder, shopping cart, video hosting. You can try it for free. I've got that link to newsletter.bigpodcast.com. This is issue number 172. But let's talk about this. Should you have a funnel? A funnel, if you don't know what this is, in this context of podcasting, it's basically a marketing or content strategy designed to attract, engage, and convert listeners into taking a specific action. That could be subscribing, purchasing, further engagement with your content. And that's why they call it a funnel. You bring a lot of people in, you get them to subscribe. Fewer people, a little on down the funnel, are going to purchase. Maybe fewer than that are going to purchase a lot, multiple times. This is a way that people work people through a system, Convertery, what I mentioned, that automates some of it. But let's talk about, should you have a funnel strategy? Maybe. Business podcasts often use funnels to convert listeners into leads or customers for their products or services. You've got an educational podcast. Similar thing, you get listeners from your free content, your podcast, over to paid courses, webinars, or additional resources. Self-improvement coaching podcast. Maybe you're trying to sell coaching services, workshops, related products. Technology and software. That's a big one right now. Getting people for product demos, free trials, purchases. Entertainment, storytelling podcast. Merchandising. Tickets to your live event. Health and fitness podcast. Workout programs. Diet plans. Personal training sessions. Basically, it's whatever you're selling. This is a system that works people from your free content, your podcast in this case, over to your paid content. Finance and investing. Talk about money. Maybe there's some investment opportunities. Premium content subscriptions, coaching services. You can see the parallels here. This is a business basically of products or services, and it's going from free to paid. If you're interested in finding more about this and how you can use it for your podcast, I've got everything linked. Newsletter.bigpodcast.com, the issue number 172. That's a shh sound. Heard that a lot growing up because my mother was a librarian. And if there's one thing you learn as the kid of a librarian, it is the importance of being quiet. Unfortunately, not all kids learn this lesson. You may have one or more of those kids. And if you are recording a podcast, that can be difficult. If you record your podcast from home, I want to know how you work around the people that you're living with. And this isn't just kids. It could be a spouse. It could be parents. How do you let them know that you're recording? How do you get them to be quiet for, I don't know, what, 30 minutes, an hour? However long it takes you to do your podcast. I want you to reach out to me, Mastodon, Blue Sky, or Threads. I've got all the links, newsletter.bigpodcast.com. I've also got a funny joke about this. I can't tell it to you, though. You've got to see it. It's newsletter.bigpodcast.com. If it doesn't have an RSS feed, it's not a podcast. That is what podcasters say. Not all podcasters, just 67%, two-thirds. But the older the podcaster is, the more likely you are to hear that. You get up to about my age, I don't know, 50s, maybe 60. 100% of podcasters, my God, That's not a podcast. That's a YouTube video. Look, I'm agnostic on this. Whatever the listener says or the viewer in the case of a YouTube video, hey, you want to call it a podcast? Cool, man. Go with it. As long as you're consuming it, I am good. Here's why I think this debate is important. What does the listener, what does the viewer call it? In the end, that's the only thing that matters. Where things get tricky is that you could be talking about a podcast, let's put that in quotes, and by that I mean audio distributed via an RSS feed. And somebody else could hear you say the word podcast and they think that you mean a video on YouTube. So you need to be very clear about where to actually get your content. This is what I suggest. I put every episode of this podcast, Build a Big Podcast, on YouTube. Is there video? No. It's a static image. It's not fancy, but it's going to get it to you if you think that I'm talking about YouTube when I say podcast. At that point, and you can see this, go to YouTube, search for Build a Big Podcast. I've got a QR code. I'm trying to get you to get my podcast how it is meant to be presented. And that is via audio on your phone. And the reason I want it via audio is because those things make it portable. You can listen in the gym. You can listen during your commute. You can listen when you're doing something else. I joke around about people being in church with one earbud in. Yeah, you can do that. I won't tell. Now, God's watching, but that's when you and him. Where do you stand on this issue? Are you publishing an audio first podcast on YouTube? You say, oh, screw YouTube. And where those old guys, oh, by God, if it doesn't have an RSS feed, it's not a podcast. That's okay too, but I want to know where you stand. I'm going to be doing a follow-up on this. You can let me know via Mastodon, Blue Sky, or Threads. I've got the links on how to reach out at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. Classified ads, these are things that will help you to grow your podcast, get more people to your podcast, make a better podcast, and make money with your podcast. Swell AI automates writing podcast summaries, articles, social posts, and more. You can manage multiple shows in one dashboard, build custom templates for each show. If you're using Dropbox, Zoom, Google Drive, it automatically feeds your content from those services to Swell AI. You're going to get automated episode notes, articles, social media posts, whatever you need. Swell AI can do it all. You can get started for free. I've got it linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. PodPage, join over 25,000 podcasters and automatically create a beautiful listener-friendly podcast site from your RSS feed. What? From your RSS feed? Yeah, that's right. Because if it doesn't have an RSS feed, it's not a podcast. I kid, but this is how it works. This is why it's good to have an RSS feed. You can plug that RSS feed into PodPage, and PodPage automatically creates a beautiful listener-friendly podcast site for you. A dedicated website using your own domain that you can send anybody and everybody to subscribe however they want, even YouTube. It is the simplest way to create a podcast website. You can try it for free. I have it linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. When you are ready, this is how I can help you even more. If you like the podcast, you like the newsletter, you are going to want all of these things. Here are some things that are free that will help you shortcut building a podcast that people care about. Big Podcast Extra, these are short emails to help you build an audience, attract clients, and make money via podcasting. Also, the Podcast Growth Toolkit. I call this the Swiss Army Knife of podcasting. Contracts for listeners, basically a release form for the music that you use. And this is super handy, speaking of YouTube. YouTube ever shuts you down? Do they do that for your music? It's happened to me. Say, hey man, I got this release form. Let me go. Get that video up online. Unban my channel. This is going to come in handy for you. And I've got it free for you. That's the Podcast Growth Toolkit, the Swiss Army Knife of podcasting. You've got a little bit of a budget. I'm talking about hundreds, not thousands. I mentioned Big Podcast Amp. That's the audio monetization program. This is personalized coaching for indie podcasters to help you grow your podcast audience, build your authority, brand, and reputation. If you want to work with me personally and you're an independent podcaster, this is the way to do it. Big Podcast Amp. I have everything linked at newsletter.bigpodcast.com. You know, I'm here every week, sometimes more than once a week. Are you subscribed? You should be. It's a good idea. There's no obligation. You don't even have to listen to me, but I'll be there if you ever want to. Here's how to do it. Bigpodcast.com/subscribe. I've got three links for you. I make it easy. One click is all it takes. One for iPhone, one for Android, one, a good old-fashioned RSS feed to keep those old guys happy. They say, what are you listening to? You say, build a big podcast. And they say, it's not a podcast if it doesn't have an RSS feed. And you can say, yeah, here it is. One click is all it takes to get that RSS feed. You'll show them. And you'll get every episode of Build a Big Podcast. That's all there at bigpodcast.com/subscribe. I've also got a QR code. You can scan it. Touchless, baby. You don't have to press a button. Just scan your phone. Build a Big Podcast goes automatically to your podcast player, regardless of what your podcast player is. I've got it all set up. And if you need a subscription page for your own podcast, feel free to swipe mine. You can go there right now and do that. bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Thanks for listening to Build a Big Podcast. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you're doing. And I see you. I see you spreading that message. I see you being a lifesaver to all the people that are listening to you. And maybe just a few of the people that are listening to you. That's all it takes to really make a difference. Not everybody's going to get what we do, man. But there are a few people who really get what we do. And that's what I focus on. And that's what I recommend that you focus on. Focus on the people who really get you. Don't try to be in the convincing business, bringing everybody in. Oh, man, come on, let me convince you to listen to me. No, fly your flag, raise it high, be bold, be decisive, be you, and let them come to you. You want help doing it? I'm here for you. BigPodcast.com. Thanks for listening to Build a Big Podcast. And I will see you on the next episode.